Now, what does it mean to fear the Lord? It doesn't mean to be afraid of God. What it means to have reverential awe, fear, and reverential worship and respect for God, which means that you are quick to obey, that you hearken to His word. You want nothing in your life more than you want Him. He is the most important person in your life, and you'll do whatever it takes to make sure you maintain that relationship with Him. That's what it means to fear the Lord. He says, those who fear the Lord spoke with each other, and the Lord listened to what they said in His presence. He says, in His presence, a scroll of remembrance was written to record the names of those who did what? Who feared the Lord and always thought about the honor of His name. When you fear the Lord, you honor Him. When you fear the Lord, you reverence Him. When you fear the Lord, you are so quick to obey Him, even when it makes no sense to you in the natural, you will obey whatever He asks you to do. He says there's a roll. He's writing your name down on the roll. He says, now these people who fear the Lord, God says they will be my people. He says, on the day when I act in judgment, they, talk about those who fear the Lord, will be my own special treasure. He says, I will spare them as a father spares an obedient child. Then you will again see. What are you going to see? The difference between the righteous and the wicked, those who serve God and those who did not. Because even though the people said at one point they had a relationship with God, they made a heart decision that, you know what, from this day forward, I'm not going to follow God. I'm going to follow the dictates of this world. And why is that going to be important? Because when you're operating according to the spirit of integrity, your integrity will guide you. Still talking about people who, you have people who are carnally minded, you have people who are spiritually minded. He goes on to say this in Job chapter 21, verse 14. He says this, they said to God, go away. We want no part of you and your ways. Who is this Almighty, and why should we obey Him? What good will it do us to pray? In other words, they're saying, you know what? We got all this wealth. We got all these riches. We got all this stuff. What difference does it make if we serve God?